they came up with a couple new ideas of how to apply Bible prophecy, and one of them that has impacted the Christian world in the most profound way takes the prophetic fulfillments that you would be looking for at the end of the world, and it applies them in a literal fashion, and it's in direct contrast with the Protestant Reformers' way of applying Bible prophecy, and it's in conflict and opposition to the way that Seventh-day Adventists historically have applied Bible prophecy. The point is that this rule in Bible prophecy impacts so many things in such a profound way that until you begin to use this rule and come to understand it, you don't see how important it is, but it was important enough to the Roman Church to try to destroy it. And today in Adventism, unfortunately, you find many Adventists that have lost their way on applying this rule. But what I want you to see here is when you understand this rule, when you come to the time period of verses 30 to 31 and pagan Rome is giving way to papal Rome, you're now dealing not with literal Rome, you're dealing with spiritual Rome. And spiritual Rome, the time period that we're in now, we're not looking to identify the King of the South and the King of the North in terms of the powers that control literal Babylon and literal Egypt. We're looking for powers that control spiritual Babylon and spiritual Egypt. And brothers and sisters, if you're not familiar with this study, and or you're not familiar with studying Bible prophecy very carefully, then this may seem not that significant to you what I'm going to share here, but it is. It isn't an accident that in the book of Revelation, and Sister White says in a variety of ways, many times, that the books of Daniel and Revelation go together. It isn't an accident that in the book of Revelation we have identified for us spiritual Egypt in Revelation 11 and spiritual Babylon in Revelation 17. When it comes to understanding this rule of before the cross, prophecies understood in a literal setting, after the cross in its spiritual setting, and that the King of the North is the power that controls Babylon and the King of the South is the power that controls Egypt. When you take those two rules, the one rule out of Daniel 11 and the one rule that runs throughout Bible prophecy, you bring them together and look at Daniel 11 using those rules, then the King of the North, pagan Rome, who became the King of the North in verse 16 of Daniel 11 when it conquered Syria,